我们一同来先看一些点经文。
Let's read from the word of the Lord.
还是请弟兄姊妹们翻到启示录的第二章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 2.
我们要看的是第三十。二十六节。
Verse 26.
对不起，应该是二十五、二十六。
Chapter 2, verse 25 and 26.
但你们已经有的，总要持守，只等到我来。那得胜又遵守我命令到底的，我要赐给他权柄治服列国。
But hold fast what you have till I come, and he who overcomes and keeps my work until the end, to him I will give power over the nations.
那然后请翻到第三章。
Then chapter 3.
我们要看的11跟12这两节。
Verses 11 and 12.
你既遵守也好，从第十节开始。
From verse 10.
你既遵守我忍耐的道，我必在普天下人受试炼的时候保守你，免去你的试炼，我必快来。你要持守你所有的，免得人夺去你的冠冕。
Because you have kept my command to persevere, I also will keep you from the hour of trial which shall come upon the whole world, to test those who dwell on the earth. Behold, I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown.
然后请弟兄姊妹看彼得前书。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 5.
我们看第八节。
Verse 8.
第五章第八节，对不起，我这个人。亮光不太够。
Chapter 5, verse 8.
务要谨守警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour.
然后我们看最末后一处是哥林多后书
Second Corinthians
第十一章
Chapter 11
第十四节
Verse 14
那等人是假使徒，行事诡诈，装作基督使徒的模样，这也不足为怪，因为连撒旦也装作光明的天使。
Verse 13, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ, and no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light.
感谢主，我们在主的话语里头看到神给我们的那一个荣耀的救恩。
We thank our Lord that through His word He showed us His glorious salvation.
这一个救恩是把我们从人的堕落的里头带回神 原先的设计里。
Then this salvation restores us from our fallen condition back into His original plan.
我们是该是在感谢神。
We thank our God.
虽然我们聚会是有时间有限，我们没办法很详尽的和弟兄姊妹们看到神是如何的细细的做的安排。
Though our time of assembly is short, we do not have enough time to go through the detail of His plan.
但是我们只是轻轻地碰到神在他告诉我们的他是怎样做这个事情呢，我们已经看到神心里头所存的这个意念是何等的荣耀宝贵和充满恩典。
And just as we lightly touch the surface, we can see how glorious and rich and abundant is His purpose.
那弟兄姊妹一定会记得，神造人的时候，就是要把人放在一个神自己的荣耀的发表里。
Brothers and sisters, you remember when God created man, He wanted us to put us into His glorious purpose.
同时神也委托人给人有一个权柄去管理神所造的。
And He has entrusted man with authority to rule over all creation.
但是弟兄姊妹们，你留意到，如果我们继续在那个创世纪开头的那个话来留意的时候。
But brothers and sisters, if you pay attention to the beginning of Genesis.
你留意到神让人怎么去完成神这一个做造人的目的。
You pay attention to how God is allowing man to fulfill the purpose of creation.
我们很清楚地看到神做了一件事。
We clearly see that God did something.
神在伊甸园的里头就安排了，在原子的当中就最显著的地方，神安置了两棵树。
God in the Garden of Eden, in the center of it, at the most prominent place, He planted two trees.
伊甸园里面是有很多很多好吃的果子树。
In the Garden of Eden, there are many fruit trees.
但是在这许许多多的那个树的中当中，神安排了两棵树。
But amongst all the trees, God arranged for two trees.
一棵叫做生命树。
One is the tree of life.
一棵叫做分别善恶树。
And the other is called the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
那然后神就告诉我们的祖宗说。
Then God told our ancestor.
园中所有的果子你们都可以吃。
Of every tree in the garden, you may freely eat.
那弟兄姊妹注意这句话。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention to this.
园中所有的果子你都可以吃。
Every tree of the garden you may freely eat.
包括不包括分别善恶树。
Does that include the tree of knowledge of good and evil?
你千万不要想，不包括。
Do not think that it does not include it.
包括。
It is included.
但是神就说出了一个结果。
But God also spoke the consequence.
你要选择分别善恶树来的果子来吃的话，可以。
It's okay for you to choose the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
但是你要接受一个结果。
But you must accept the consequence.
这个结果是什么呢？
What is the consequence?
结果这时候就是你一定要死。
The consequence is surely you shall die.
弟兄姊妹们，你有没有留意到神这样的一个定规？
Brothers,
里头是隐藏了神一个什么的定义在哪里？
Brothers and sisters, do you see this ordinances of God that what has He has ordained?
如果我们没有留意到这一点，我们就觉得这个神这个安排真是没有意思啊。
If we do not pay attention to this, we lose the meaning, the focus of His purpose.
你可以安排分别善恶树，你就告诉人说不可以吃就好了嘛，你怎么又说都可以吃？
We think that God should have just tell people not to eat of it, but why does God tell people to eat it?
如 果我们只是看那个文字的表面，我们不大知道神为什么这样做。
If we just look at the wordings, it's hard for us to understand His purpose.
如果主怜悯我们，给我们能看到神当时这个安排的目的是什么。
If the Lord shows us mercy and He tells us what was His original purpose,
我们就留意到那个问题了。
Then we see the problem.
是非常严肃的问题。
It is a very solemn problem.
什么问题呢？
What is it?
神把他的荣耀给你。
God gave man his glory.
同时委托你去管理神所造的一切。
And has also entrusted you to manage and govern all things.
那如果我们是亚当。
If we are Adam.
当然我们都是亚当的后代。
And of course we're all descendants of Adam.
但是我们升级一下，把我们升到亚当的那个事实里。
If we upgrade ourselves to Adam.
你听到神这样说话的时候。
When you hear God said that.
你高兴不高兴？
Would you be happy?
哎呀，叫我们成为神荣耀的发表，当然高兴。
That we are the manifestation of His glory, surely we'll be rejoicing.
叫我们可以发表神的权柄，当然高兴。
Of course we'll be rejoicing when we can manifest His authority.
但是有没有回头问一问自己？
But do we ever ask ourselves?
你凭什么来执行这一个神的委托？
What right do you have to execute?His entrustment.
那如果你会拿做这样的一个问题，你就看到神安排那两棵树的那个目的。
And if you hold on to the answer to that, you will see the purpose of Him arranging the two trees.
那因为神那个委托实在是很高、很尊严、很伟大的。
Because what God has entrusted to man is noble and great.
但是你如果是一个农村泥土里头造出来的人，你凭什么？来带出这样的结果。
But you are but a man of dust. How could you bring out such a great consequence?
弟兄姊妹，你留意。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
神把这两棵树摆在那里。
When God planted the two trees,
你就看到一件事情。
You see this fact.
神的安排很清楚地告诉我们的祖宗说，你应该选择生命树的果子来吃。
That God has clearly indicated to our ancestors that He ought to choose the fruit of the tree of life.
那虽然你吃了分别善恶树上的果子，你有很大的本事。
Even though after eating the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you will have abilities.
但是你不能忽略那个结果。
But you cannot overlook the consequences.
那个结果就是你一定要死。
The consequence is surely you will die.
如果你看见，如果我一定要死，那我有多大的力量、多大的能力、多大的智慧，那其实都是等于虚空的。
And if you see the consequences that you will die, then whatever ability and power and authority you have are vanity.
不管你能表达到一个什么的程度
，regardless of how what level of manifestation you can reach，
把这个事实完全的截断了
，and you cut off the reality.
但是我回过头来，你看到神为什么要让我们特别注意那个生命树呢
？Looking back, why does God want us to pay attention to the tree of life?
因为最简单的答案就是说
，the most simple answer.
你选择了生命树的果子的那个结果，是你和神连接起来了。
The consequences of choosing the tree of life is that we are united with God.
问题就是那么简单。
It's that simple.
但是却是神在人中间做工的那个非常严肃的一个原则。
But this is a very serious principle of God's working among men.
神是把我们放在一个很荣耀的位置。
God put us at a glorious position.
但是你凭什么去显出你是在神的荣耀的发表
？But what right do we have to manifest God's glory?
你凭什么可以？来把神的权柄执行出来。
What right do we have to execute His authority?
神在那个时候已经在那让亚当去领会，你只有一条路可以选择。
God allowed Adam to understand that he only had one way to choose.
那就是选择与神联合。
The choosing is to be united with God.
你跟神连接起来。
When you're united with God,
那神所委托你的一切，你就有权柄、有智慧、有能力去把它执行。
Then whatever God entrusted to you, you would have the power, authority, and wisdom to execute.
那我不再多说这里。
I would not say on this.
我也许还回头要再提一提。
Perhaps perhaps later on I will return to
that. 那我为什么特别先提的这件事情呢？
Why do I mention this at the beginning?
那我们记得前个晚上我和弟兄姊妹留意到神救赎的恩典要把我们带到一个什么的结果。
Two nights ago, we went through what was the result of God's purpose in us.
那同时也让我们留意到当神在我们身上做工的结果完成的时候，神的永远的旨意也就有了条件去完成。
At the same time, when God's work is fulfilled in us, we have met the condition of the fulfillment of his eternal purpose.
所以我们就看到启示录的七封书信。
Therefore, in the seven letters in Revelation,
那七封书信的里面一个非常严肃的问题是什么呢？
What is the very serious issue in the seven letters?
神需要得着一些人能完全的领会神的意思，并且站在神的那一边来表达神的意思。
God needs to obtain a group of people who stands on God's side and to understand his purpose.
那这样，七封书信所带出的目的就出来了。
And then it brings out the purpose of the seven letters.
那七封书信的目的是什么呢？
What is the purpose of the seven letters?
弟兄姊妹千万不要忘了。
Do not forget, brothers and sisters.
这七封书信是主说出来要让神的儿女注意，这个事情是一直维持到主回来。
God is telling his people that all these conditions will remain until the Lord returns.
那换一句话来说，
In other words,
如果教会没有给主的带领到这一个地步的时候，主就说我还不能来。
If the church was not led by the Lord to that point, the Lord will say, I cannot yet return.
那刚才我们读的那个七封书信的那两处的经文，弟兄姊妹很清楚你看到这件事情。
We read from the two sections in the seven letters. You can see this clearly.
一处是对推亚推拉教会说的。
One letter was for Thyatira.
一处是主对着腓拉铁菲教会说的。
And the other was for Philadelphia.
那对推亚推拉教会说的话，你可以说就把它作为一个离开主越走越远的那一类型的教会来说话。
For the letter to the church in Thyatira is for the churches that they go astray from the Lord further and further away.
对腓拉铁菲教会说的话呢，就是对那些一直愿意站在主的一边的神的儿女们说话。
And what he said to the church in Philadelphia was for those church who are willing to stand on Lord's side.
但是我们看到一个共同的要求。
But we see a common requirement.
不管你现在赶不上来也好。
Whether or not you cannot catch up right now.
你现在距离主的心意很远也好。
Or you are far away from God's will.
如果你听到主的话了。
When you hear his word.
你肯悔改了。
You're willing to repent.
你回转到起初你在主面前所得着的那个。
And you have returned to the original purpose.
主说，那就对了。
The Lord says, that's right.
所以主说，你要持守你所有的。
So hold,
只等到我来。
Hold fast what you have till I come.
那对于那些爱慕活在主面前的神的儿女呢？
For the children of God who desires to live before the Lord.
我们的主耶稣好像说着同样的话。
It seems that the Lord says the same thing to us.
但是有一样不一样。
Except one thing.
我待会提出来。
Later I will tell you.
主的话还是说。
The word of the Lord says.
你要持守你所有的。
Hold fast to what you have.
这是相同的。
That is the common.
那原来他们已经是选择站在主的一边。
They chose to stand on Lord's side.
但是主是仍然觉得他们必须还要受一次这样的提醒。
But the Lord thinks that they need another reminder.
你要持守你所有的。
Hold fast what you have.
为什么？
Why?
不同的地方在这里，在这两封书信。
The two epistles,
所说的这个话。
They differ at this point.
免得有人夺去你的冠冕。
Lest others take away your crown.
弟兄姊妹，主末后提的这一句话就非常非常有意思。
The latter phrase that the Lord mentioned is interesting.
就说出了神的救恩在我们身上要把我们带到一个什么的地步。
It mentions to us to what point, to what extent is his salvation going to bring us to?
但是实际的情形是怎么进行呢？
So how would it actually proceed?
主在他的话里头是给我们有一步一步的引导来让我们去明白。
In his words, he has step-by-step guidance to lead us.
他在七封书信的里边说了这样的一句话呢。
But in the seven letters, he said such a thing.
你就留意一件事了。
Then you pay attention.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你从来没想过。
You never thought about this.
你从来没想过。但你信主的那一刻，你从主的手里头接受了什么？
You never thought that the moment when you believe the Lord, what you received from the Lord's hand.
我想我不是夸大这句话。
I will not exaggerate this.
你先留意主说这句话，你会领会得来了。
Read his word, then you will understand.
我们在信主的那一刻。
The moment we believed in the Lord.
照着神的那个设计。
According to God's design.
我就说神的那个计划。
Or according to his plan.
你那个信主那一刻就应当叫你得着一个结果。
The moment you trust in the Lord, it will lead you to a consequence.
这个结果呢其中有一样包含在里头。
The consequence has this one component.
就是你要与神的儿子一同作王。
That you shall reign with the Son of God.
那弟兄姊妹你留意这个话你要必须听清楚。
You must hear me clearly.
而不是说你一信主了你就做了王。
It's not that when you believe in the Lord, you will become king.
而是说当你一信主的那一刻在神的计划里头是要把你带到做王的地步。
But the moment you believe in the Lord, in God's purpose, he will bring you to a position to reign as king.
为什么就把你带到做王的地步呢？
Why would he bring you to a king's position?
你就要回头看神造人的时候的安排。
You have to look back at the original plan.
因为你被造出来呢，是为了神的荣耀，也是为了神的权柄。
Because we're created for God's glory and authority.
但是你怎么能做成这样的一件事呢？
How would we fulfill such a thing?
那现在我们看到为什么要吃生命树的果子呢？
Now we understand why we need to eat the fruit of tree of life.
你吃生命树的果子，你跟神跟神的儿子做了一个联合。
You eat the tree of life, you are united to God's Son.
那就引出一个结果，就神的儿子是怎样，你就怎样。
In other words, how the Son of God is, you will be.
按照神的旨意来说。
According to God's will.
神的儿子将来要在国度里头做王。
In the kingdom, God's Son will reign.
而不但是在国度里头做王。
Not only reign in the kingdom.
而并且是在神永远的那个无限的里头也是作王。
But also reign in God's eternity.
那就是我们所说的那个新天新地的日子。
Or in our words is the new heaven and new earth.
弟兄姊妹，如果你看到神那个设计。
When you see God's design.
当我们与神联合的时候。
That when we are united with God's Son.
你不仅是在国度的里头你得着一个与主一同作王的那一个安排。
Not only you've obtained the arrangement of reigning with the Son of God as King.
同时在新天新地的时候你也是与主一同的永远作王。
And also in new heaven and new earth, you will reign with the Lord to eternity.
弟兄姊妹，这一件事情是我们连想都不敢想的，是不是？
Brothers and sisters, we never thought about this, right?
你现在听到了，你说是真的如此吗？
You heard about this now, you ask, is it really so?
当然，主的话是那样说出来，他就一定按照他的话来做成。
Of course, once the Lord spoke his word, he will fulfill accordingly.
就像我们刚才唱的诗歌不是说吗？神的应许一定能立定。
The hymn that we just sang, that his promise...will not fail.
我们感谢主。
We thank our God.
我请弟兄姊妹，你千万要记住，这我是说出神的设计。
I told you about God's design.
但是神这个设计能不能成就在我们的身上呢？
But can his design be fulfilled in us?
当然最终一定可以成就在我们身上。
Of course, eventually it must fulfill in us.
但是我们读回到神的话里去看的时候呢，你会很清楚看见每一个人的那个经历和那个所所要处理的事是不一样。
But if you return to the word of God, we can see that every person are different and the way that we went through is different.
我不把这个事情弄得弟兄姊妹心思太复杂。
And I will not make this complicated.
我只是要弟兄姊妹你回到主对腓拉铁腓说话的那一句事实里。
I just want you to return to the truth that he said to church in Philadelphia.
你要持守你所有你你所有的。
Hold fast to what you have.
免得人夺去你的冠冕。
That no one takes away your crown.
如果你没有冠冕，
If you do not have a crown,
谁能夺去你的冠冕？
Who can take your crown away?
你根本就没有嘛。
If you do not have it,
你必须先要有了冠冕，你才能给别人夺去嘛。
You must first have a crown, then for others to take away from you.
你就要问一个问题了。
Then brothers and sisters, ask this question.
我什么时候得到冠冕？
When did I get this crown?
我什么时候接受过冠冕？
When have I received the crown?
说有没有？
Yes, when?
没有啊。
No?
但是主说你有了。
But the Lord said you have it.
你怎么可能有的呢？
How did you have it?
弟兄姊妹，你千万不要以为这句话是小事。
Do not consider this lightly.
是非常的大事。
It's a marvelous thing.
因为说出了我们在接受主的时候，照着主的安排，或者说照着父神的安排，我们要被带到一个什么的地步？
This says that when we believe in the Lord, according to Lord's design or the Father's design, to what extent He's bringing us to?
那就说出了，我们一接受主做我们救主的时候，
Once we accepted the Lord as our personal Savior,
神就给了我们一个条件。
The Lord gave us a condition.
我们有资格去接受一个冠冕。
We're qualified to receive a crown.
虽然那个时候冠冕没有戴到我们头上。
Even though at the moment the crown was not put on our head.
但是我想。
But I think.
那个冠冕上面一定写上一个名字，是你的名字。
On the crown there must be a name, that's your name.
但是主在这里就提到。
The Lord mentions
那个冠冕是你的。
The crown is yours.
但是你必须要好好的持守这一个你得着冠冕的事实。
But you must hold fast the truth that you have a crown, so that no one takes away
你的冠冕,
your crown.
如果用我们具体人来说,
in our specific example,
主直接对我说,
when the Lord says to me,
我要持守, 我要好好地持守着主的道,
I need to hold fast to the word of the Lord,
免得人来夺取我的冠冕,
lest others take my crown.
弟兄姊妹, 我为什么那么反复来提这一个点呢？
Francis, why do I repeatedly mention this?
乃是让我们留意到。
So that we can pay attention.
七封书信的里头，我们上次特别提到了。
In the seven letters, last time we mentioned.
神是盼望能有神的儿女能体会到神的心意，来乐意去做一个拣选主的人。
God desires his children to understand his will and to choose to please him.
拣选主的那个意思就是说，我不单是站在主的那一边。
To choose his will is not only
我是让主来做我的主。
But we let the Lord to be my Lord.
那这一些我们感谢神。
We thank our God.
神说这就是得胜者。
God said, this is the overcomer.
弟兄姊妹，你记得我们弟兄下午交通的时候也就提到那个得胜的那个问题了。
You remember in the afternoon session, our brother mentioned the overcomer.
我们是现在不是很不能详尽的来说得胜这个问题。
We cannot go into detail about overcoming.
但是你必须看到一件事。
But you must see this.
什么叫做得胜者？
Who are the overcomer?
得胜者就是说，我是决定了 我是拣选主的人。
The overcomers said that I have decided to follow Jesus.
那我做一个拣选主的人是在什么的光景下做一个拣选主的人呢？
I choose the Lord under what condition?
在平静安稳的时候，我当然以主做我的主。
In our peaceful days, of course, we choose the Lord as my Lord.
但是碰到我学功课的时候，或是主给我试验的时候。 那在那样的情况的底下，我还要不要做主的人呢？
But when we encounter the lesson from the Lord or trials or temptations, do we still choose to be on His side?
弟兄姊妹，这个就是问题。Brothers
and sisters, this is the
trouble. 这就是主对教会所提出的，你要持守你所有的，只等到我来的那一个考验了。This
is what the Lord told the church to hold fast until I come. This is the challenge.
不错, 冠冕是给了你,
of course, he's given us a crown.
但是你要持守,
you must hold fast.
你怎么来持守呢?
How do we hold fast?
你不住地站在主的一边,
you must always stand on the Lord's side.
那我们从七封书信里头, 我们虽然不能详细地来看,
even though we do not go into detail of the seven letters,
我们可以从七封书信的内容来了解到
From the contents of the seven letters, we can come to understand what does it mean to stand on the Lord's side.
什么叫做持守主的道?
What does it mean to hold fast to His word?
正如刚才我说了,
I just mentioned,
如果平静安稳的时候, 无所谓持守不持守,
if in our peaceful days, we can't say hold fast or not.
不管什么事情, 我就是爱主。
Regardless of what happens, I love the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们, 这个话说在我们口里头是很容易。
Brothers and sisters, it's easy for us to say these words.
但是实际上面一点都不太容易。
But in reality, it's not easy at all.
没有遇到试炼的时候, 没有遇见试探的时候, 没有遇见反对的时候, 你这个话是说得很清楚。
When we have no trials or temptations or objections, it's easy for us to say.
但弟兄姊妹你留意,
but brothers and sisters, pay attention.
七封书信写出去写的时间,
when the time that he wrote the seven letters,
我是说具体, 那七封书信写的时间,
or the specific time that these letters were written,
都是教会在地上遭遇难处, 各种各样的, 各种各样不同的难处的那种情形的底下,
it was under the time that the churches are facing different troubles.
我们说七个看着七封书信, 你可以看到它是七个教会的形态。
We look at the seven letters, you can consider them as the seven conditions of the churches.
当然它也是教会历史的七个阶段。
And of course, you can consider them as the seven stages of the church history.
但是不管是哪一个阶段,哪一种形态, 都是面对着教会忍受着非常不容易应付的环境。
Regardless of what stage and what condition, the churches are under very difficult situation.
如果不是这种环境,
if it's not those conditions,
那何必提出持守呢?
Why would he mention hold fast?
一提到持守的时候,
as soon as he says hold
那就是说,
fast,
你所要表达的受到反对了。
It means that what you are saying has opposition.
你所乐意去追求的就受到 人家拒绝了,
what you're willing to pursue, people are objected to.
那这样的情形的底下, 你还要不要站在主的那一边?
Under such a condition, are you still willing to stand on the Lord's side?
弟兄姊妹们, 这就是从这两句经文里头所给我们特别要留意的一个事实。
From these two verses, we can see this truth.
主在七封书信里头在两次对两个不同的教会来说出一样的话。In
the seven letters, twice to two different churches, he said the same thing.
为什么会主说这样的话呢?
Why would he say such a word?
我想我们信主的人是常常会落在一个错觉里头。I
think that often the believers are in a false understanding.
那因为我们信了主了，我们的日子就可以一帆风顺了，一直到见主的日子了。
Thinking that we have the Lord, then our days must be peace and safe until the day we see the Lord.
尤其是在近代，在神学里头所出来的一个成功神学的那种心思，更腐蚀了许许多多神的儿女们的对主的追求。
Particularly in the modern days, what has come out of prosperity gospel has corrupted the minds of the believers.
我不说他们那个事情。
I would not say what they do.
我就是说，我们可以面对着各种各样的不同的那个与神对抗的事实。
We can encounter many oppositions to God.
但是我们常常就忽略了这一个严肃的事。
Often we overlook the serious matter.
所以当我们一来留意到主的话说要持守。
When the word of the Lord says hold fast.
那为什么要持守呢？
Why do we need to hold fast?
我们可以从眼见的环境里头看到一些各种各方面对我们所追求的不同情、反对、践踏。
From what we can see the different types of oppositions that we face.
但是我们很难想象到这些各种的不同意是那个根据是什么东西。
But it's hard for us to understand what is the basis of these oppositions.
所以弟兄姊妹们，刚才我们读了这两处经文以外，我们在另外读过两个地方的经文，是吧？
Other than these two verses in Revelation, we also read two other verses.
一处在彼得后书。
One is from 2 Peter.
彼得前书。
First Peter.
那就说到，撒旦好像一个吼叫的狮子。
Satan is like a roaring lion.
要寻找可吞吃的人。
Seeking whom he may devour.
那弟兄姊妹们这也提到一件事情了。
Brothers and sisters, this brings us to a point.
正如江弟兄早晨所提到的约伯的那一件事情的时候所说的了。
When Brother Kong mentioned the story of Job.
当神在我们身上做工的时候。
When God works in us.
那神如果做工做到完成的地步。
If his work is to the point of fulfilling.
当然这是美事。
Of course, it's a beautiful thing.
我们很欢喜
，and we rejoice in it.
但是有一个人物是非常的不欢喜
，but another character is not willing.
那是撒旦
，that is Satan.
所以撒旦不单是当时去对付过约伯
，Satan not only dealt with Job.
撒旦也随时寻找可吞吃的人
，and all the time he is seeking those whom he may devour.
什么人可以给撒旦吞吃呢？
Who is going to be devoured by Satan?
你从约伯身上你看到约伯没有给撒旦吞吃掉。
From Job we see that Job was not devoured by Satan.
约伯当时虽然还不是一个完全人。
Though Job was not a perfect man.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
他是拣选主的人。
He chose the Lord.
他一直维持着对主的那个拣选。
And he maintained choosing the Lord.
主要给他足够的怜悯和恩典来扶持他经过那么许多厉害的难处。
The Lord gave him enough grace to sustain through these difficulties.
所以撒旦要吞吃约伯，他是没有条件吞吃。
Satan does not qualify to devour Job.
但是撒旦如果来注视到我这个人呢？
If Satan focuses on me，
翻过来说注视到你这个人呢？
Or he focuses on you，
你会不会给他吞吃掉呢？
Would you be devoured？
我们也许不敢说了。
We dare not to say。
也许就会给他吞吃了。
Perhaps we may be devoured by him。
好，我们先不注意他这个东西。
Let's not look at this。
用一些具体的事情让弟兄姊妹们来留意。
Later on, I will raise specific examples.
另一方面，你又看到。
On the other hand, you see.
他并不是一定是用这个咆哮的狮子来对付你。
He does not necessarily have to deal with you like a roaring lion.
他还有一个更美丽的脸孔来对付你。
He has also a pretty face.
美丽到一个什么样的地步呢？
To what point? The beauty to what point?
他是。光明的天使
The angel of light.
弟兄姊妹听清楚。
Brother and sister, hear me.
他是假装着光明的天使。
He pretends to be angel of
light. 你从他表面上来看。
On the surface.
他是一个光明的天使。
He is an angel of light.
但是他实际上是什么？
But in reality, who is he?
他是带着一个天使的面具的。原来还是那咆哮的狮子。
He is a roaring lion wearing the face mask of an angel.
弟兄姊妹们留意了。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
我们愿意拣选主的人。
For those of us who are willing to choose the Lord.
撒旦没有什么条件阻挡我们去拣选主。
God, Satan has no condition for us to keep us from choosing the Lord.
但是他却有各种各样的办法。阻挡我们继续的拣选主。
But he has all kinds of schemes to keep us from drawing near to the Lord.
他没有叫我们遇见一种情形，你说哎呀，把主放掉就好了。
He did not lead us into a condition that we would forsake the Lord.
但是我们如果灵里面是苏醒的话
，But if our spirit is awakened,
撒旦做不到这个工作的。
Satan would cannot do that.
但是他一转过脸来，用一个光明的天使来对着我们的时候的
，But when he turns around and faces us like an angel of light,
我们就非常容易受骗了。
We're easily deceived.
就把他骗过去。
We're easily deceived by him.
从跟随主就变作以为跟随主，结果不是不跟随主。
From following the Lord to not following the Lord.
不然的话，他怎么叫做假装着光明的天使呢
？Otherwise, he would not be called pretending to be the angel of light.
我想弟兄姊妹们，如果我们提到这个话的时候，你会记得我们的主在地上的时候跟门徒。一再二再三的提过的一件事。
And you would remember when the Lord is on this earth, he once and again mentioned to his disciples.
他说到将来有许多的假先知要出来，
and
还有敌基督要来。
He spoke in the future there are false prophets and antichrist.
他们呢能做各种各样的事情，就把你骗去了。
They can do all kinds of work and deceive you.
所以你们要警醒。
Therefore, watch.
来持守着你们在神面前所站的那个地位和追求的那个实际。
In order to hold fast the position you have before the Lord and the reality of your pursuit.
那么现在我就用一些具体的事情和弟兄姊妹们来看。这一个属灵的征战是怎么在我们的周围发生，而叫我们对主的持守来碰到难处。
I want to raise a few specific examples to show us, when these things arise, how they are hindrance to our holding fast.
如果我们从咆哮的狮子这一方面来说，是弟兄姊妹很容易领会。
It is easier for us to understand from the perspective of roaring lion.
尤其是你如果现在是生活在一个，原谅我直说了。
If you live at this condition, forgive me for being direct.
如果你是活在一个无神的权柄来管理的地区。
If you live in a region where it is governed by atheists,
那这个事情就很容易了解。
Then it's easy to understand.
但是不是只限于这个环境。
But it's not limited to that condition.
如果你是活在一个回教的控制的地区。
If you live under the government of a Muslim nation,
你也很容易看到这种事情。
Then it's easy for you to understand.
你就是觉得没有那么厉害的地方，也许不会有那么严肃的光景吧。
You feel that if the place you will be is less severe, then the condition may be not as bad.
弟兄姊妹，你留意到什么叫做咆哮的狮子
？Pay attention. What does it mean, the roaring lion?
他不是笑笑脸来跟你说，嘿，我们做个好朋友。
Not the happy faced lion. Let's be friends.
等你说好，我跟你做好朋友，他嘴巴一张就把你吞下去。
Then you say sure, let's be friends. He'd open his mouth and devour you.
回到七封书信里边。主说的话来注意。
When we return to the seven letters from the word of the Lord,
你持守。
If you hold fast,
你持守什么
？What are you holding to?
主给我们看到非常清楚的那个内容。
The Lord showed us the content clearly.
第一是持守主的地位。
First is the position of the Lord.
同时也是持守主的道。
Also the word of the Lord.
所以就说你持守我的道，或是你持守我的地位，不管主是用说地位也好，说主的话也好，这两个是一而一，一而二的。
Whether we say the word of the Lord, these two things are one, and the one
is
also
two.
Sorry.
我举个例子，弟兄姊妹你就看到。
I'll give you an example.
以弗所教会的那封书信是主的地位的问题。
The letter to the church of Ephesus mentions the Lord's position.
撒迪教会的那封信是地位的问题。
The letter to Sardis is the position of the Lord.
其他的书信呢，基本上是说是主的话的问题。
The other letters are the word of the Lord.
主的话就是我们很容易接触到的。
The word of the Lord is easy for us to get in contact with.
主的地位呢，我们可以感觉得到，但是不一定感觉得到的。
About his position, we may or may not feel.
像下午我们的弟兄交通的时候，不是提到。在美国所碰到的一些情形吗
？In the afternoon, our brother shared what he encountered in U.S.
你说为什么会有那个情形
？You ask why would such a thing happen？
是主的名堂
，It's bearing the name of the Lord。
是表面上说来是主的工作
，On the surface, it seems like the word of the Lord。
那怎么会碰到主的地位的问题
？Why does it have anything to do with the Lord's position？
我先隐藏的那个答案带回，因为我要还再提一件事情，你就会很清楚。
I will hold my answers until later。
你就知道那是没有主的地位。
There is no position for the Lord。
摆出来的那个工作、服事和是名堂，都是为了主。
And all the things that they do, the activities are for the Lord's sake.
但是主没有地位在哪里。
But the Lord has no position in it.
那如果说到主的话语的话呢？
When we mention the word of the Lord.
那我不是说，我今天晚上说的太复杂了，我因为待会我还要再说这一点，我就现在不说。
I need to go back to my point.
说到主的话呢？
When we say the word of the Lord,
那我们就知道
we know,
不是说你读过多少话
it is not how much you have read,
是我们能领会主的话，领会过来的时候，你有没有跟上去
it is what we understand, and when we understand, did you follow?
你是读过许多的神的话
You've read many words from the Lord.
但神的话该对你有没有发生功用呢
But did the word of the Lord have any efficacy on you?
我想弟兄姊妹们我们在信主的起初的时候要么就不拖拖拉拉的读主的话
When we first believe in the Lord, we slack in reading his words.
不然的话呢，就一定是拼拼命命的去读主的话。
Otherwise, we rush into reading.
那这两种情形在我们中间常常经常发生的。
We often encounter these two conditions.
那弟兄姊妹，你又记得
？One sisters remember.
我们不是神在那里提醒我们要持守主的话，不是说你知道多少神的话。
God tell us to hold fast to His word does not mean how much you know.
我插出去，在约翰福音十那里头，主就一再跟门徒说了一件事。
In the Gospel of John, the Lord repeatedly told his disciples.
那是说了一件什么事呢？
What did he say?
就是说，你们要爱主。
If you want to love the Lord.
那怎么叫做爱主呢？
What does it mean to love the Lord?
我们有许多爱主的那种定义在哪里？
We have many definitions for loving the Lord.
也许我就会很热心啊。
Perhaps I'm zealous and diligent in my going to the meetings.
哎呀，那是一个爱主的人。
That is someone who loves the Lord.
或者说，哎呀，我对服事上面是我很忠心啊。
Or I'm faithful in my service.
这个也可以说是爱主的一个定义。
And we can consider this as a definition to loving the Lord.
当然，你还可以做出很多的定义。
And there are many other definitions.
那弟兄姊妹你要注意。
One sisters.
什么叫做爱主？不是根据我们的定义。
Loving the Lord is not according to our definition.
那怎么是爱主的定义呢？
So what is the definition of loving the Lord?
你要看主下的定义。
The Lord gave an example, gave a definition.
那主怎么说呢？
What did he say?
人要爱我。
If you love me.
就必遵守我的道。
Then keep my commandment.
凡爱我的。
He who loves me
一定遵行我的道
will keep my word.
凡是遵行我的道的
and he who keeps my word, he loves me.
我们的主接连连三的说了是三次从这个内容的话
Three times the Lord said this.
那因此弟兄姊妹，当我们留意到你要持守主的道的时候，就不是说你知道多少神的话。
When we're holding fast to the word of the Lord, it does not mean how much we know.
而是我们遵行了多少神的话
？But how much we have obeyed the word of the Lord?
主说，你要持守你所有的，只等到我来，是指着这样的事情。
The Lord said, "Hold fast what you have till I come." That's what it means.
你读约翰二书的时候，你看到主叫我们看到，那些站在主的对头的那些所谓使徒，所谓什么？你连接待他都不要接待。
In 2 John, the Lord said, those are so-called apostles and disciples do not even receive them.
何况你要把自己摆在一个身体的地位上面，却没有头的，却要求那些跟随主的神的儿女们在那里有交通。
If you're in a headless church, how can we fellowship with you?
弟兄姊妹，这不是主在那里提醒我们说，你所有的必须要持守吗？
This is the what the Lord reminds us. Hold fast what you have.
你要持守主的道，一直等到他来吗？
Hold fast to His word until He comes.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是我们留意到这一个持守的问题的时候，我们必须要看到的。我们持守什么？
We need to see this when we're talking about holding fast. What are we holding on to?
不是持守一个工作。
Not holding on to a work.
不是持守一种活动。
Or to an activity.
我们说持守的乃是持守一个团，一个身体是有头的。
We're holding fast a body with a head.
而这个头是主自己。
And the head is the Lord himself.
除了主以外。
Aside from the Lord.
没有别的头。
There are no other heads.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
主在地上寻找的是寻找界限。
The Lord is seeking this on the earth.
他盼望在各个世代的里头有得胜者站出来，他们所表达的是谁是头。
That in the generations, people can stand up and manifest who is the head.
你可以是刚刚信主两个礼拜。
You can be a two-week new believer.
但是你承认主是头。
But you confess that the Lord is the head.
你是得胜者。
You are an overcomer.
你信了主十年、二十年
，You believe for 10-20 years。
到一个试炼来到的时候
，When temptation comes，
你在主是头的这一件事情放手
，And you let go that the matter that the Lord is the head。
弟兄姊妹们
，But
in sisters, 你原来是得胜的
，You were an overcomer。
但是那一刻开始
，From that moment，
那个得胜不见了
，Your overcoming disappeared。
弟兄姊妹，这是非常严肃的事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is a serious matter.
所以我们留意到主提醒我们要持守。
When the Lord reminds us to hold fast,
我们就 要就知道这是一个非常严肃的属灵的征战，并且是接触到那个征战的最高点。
We must understand that this is a spiritual battle and it touches the pinnacle of the spiritual battle.
好了，我想在这一方面说，只能说到这里。
I can only go as far.
其实有很多话要说。
I have other words to say.
没办法再说下去。
I don't have time.
因为要转过来要看看。
We have to turn around
and look. 什么叫做假装光明的天使？
What is transforming himself into an angel of light?
如果我们从教会历史上来看，那就太多了。
In church history, there are many.
说不清楚那么多了。
We don't know how many.
但是我们要说我们现在所面对的。
Currently, the ones that we're facing.
那弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
装作光明的天使。
Transform to be an angel of light.
前面摆出来。表面摆出来就是我是代表神的。
At the beginning, it shows on the surface that I represent God.
我是要把神的心思告诉你们的。
I'm telling you the heart of the Lord.
但事实上
，But in reality,
就完全不是那一回事。
It's completely not so.
我想，特别在这些年间里头
，particularly in these years，
影响教会很厉害的一个。情形呢
？A condition that has affected the church severely.
那就是那个所谓自由派的神学。
Is the theologian of liberalism.
自由派这个神学啊，如果我用他们的历史来说啊，他们曾经叫做新派。
With their own example, they're called modernist.
他们。不过不扯那么远。不过呢，认识主的人就曾经给他们另外起一个名字，叫做不信派。
People who really knew the Lord gave them a name that they are the denomination of unbelief.
因为他们说神的话。
They spoke the word of the Lord.
但是他们不是说神的事。
But they do not speak.The matter of the Lord.
我刚才那个话要说清楚一点。
I need to clarify.
他们是说圣经上的话，不是神的话。
They spoke the word in the Bible.
但是就不是说神的事情。
But not the things of God.
所以弟兄们说他是不信派，是名副其实的。
So it's worthy for their name to be called the denomination of unbelief.
这一个现在还是不住在那里影响着神的儿女。
And this continue to affect children of God.
但是从那个气派上面来说呢，是好像减弱了很多了。
But in the strength of the denomination has been weakened.
但是并没有过去。
They have not yet ceased.
因为这个是比较弟兄姊妹容易接触到，又很容易就等于分辨的。
This is easy for you to get in contact with and easy to discern.
但是一个最比较特殊的又比较很新的呢，我要跟弟兄姊妹提一提。
And a special and somewhat new situation, I want to mention it to you.
这个事情呢也是起源中国大陆。
And it also originated in mainland China.
但是现在呢慢慢就影响到外头来了。
And has affected other countries.
那在中国里头呢。
In China,
这些年就出现了一个好大好大的装作光明的天使的人物出来。
A character who pretends to be an angel of light emerged.
其实说是一个人物，倒不如说是一团人这样的人出来。
If we say one character, we'd rather say a group of people.
他们有一个名字是很好听的。
They have a good name.
那个名字叫做东方闪电。
Lightning in the East.
这个东方闪电呢，对中国大陆的基督徒那是产生了好多的影响。
And it has affected many believers in mainland China.
对这个海外来说呢，以前没有太多的活动。
They do not have a lot of activities overseas.
但是近这一两年来呢，他们的那个 活动啊，好像在海外也开始增强了。
In recent years, their activity in overseas have increased.
他们说的是什么呢？
What do they talk about?
我想很多弟兄姊妹都听过了。
You have heard, many of you have heard.
他们说，基督已经来了。
They said that Christ has already came.
但是基督来，就不再是从前所来过的基督。
But the Christ who came is not the one who came in the past.
从前来的那个基督呢，是神的儿子。
The one who came was the Son of God.
所以是男性的。
Was a male.
但现在来的这个基督呢？
But the current Christ coming.
还要叫人晓得神是怎样的一个神呢？
And he's letting others know how God is.
他不是只有男人，也有女人的形象。
Not only in the image of a man, but also a woman.
所以这个来的基督啊，他是女人的形状的基督。
So this coming Christ is a woman.
那弟兄姊妹，如果你光是听这样的事情呢，你已经觉得怎么可以接受得来的？
When you just hear this, you would ask, how can I accept this?
但是你不要那么容易就下结果。
But do not give your conclusion so quickly.
那么在中国里边的那个事情我不说它。
I would not say what happens in China.
我说他们近来在海外所有的动作。
I want to say what they do overseas.
而不晓得他们是不是在中国那边做的怎么样，他们现在好像要把那个推动力上海外来了。
What they're doing in mainland China, they're trying to push it overseas.
那么香港受它的影响很厉害。
Hong Kong is greatly affected.
澳洲受它的影响很厉害。
Australia is greatly affected.
欧洲那边也受的影响很厉害。
And Europe is greatly affected.
在香港的那边。
In Hong Kong.
它的影响的厉害到一个什么程度呢？
And their influence has gotten to a
point. 有一个，我没有追究到是什么名字，反正是一个整个的教会就往东方闪电转过去了。
An entire church turned to lightning in the east.
那么在美国呢？
What about in the states?
我不知道别的地方怎么样。
I don't know about other places.
但是在加州我们就看到一些光景来了。
But in California we have seen
好多年前。
Many years ago,
他们已经有过动作。
They had movements.
我们聚会的地方他们也来过。
They also came to our meeting place.
不过他一来就给我们看穿了。
Once they came, we recognized them.
所以他们就没有来第二次。
So they never showed up the second time.
在我们在旧金山那边的聚会呢？
The place in San Francisco.
他们来过两次。
They visited us twice.
头一次他们还没有看出他来。
First time they did not recognize them.
第二次弟兄们也觉得不太对了。
And second time brothers feel it's not right.
就把他们拒绝了。
So they rejected
them. 他们就在底下大吵大闹。
And they had arguments.
但是不只是我们那两个聚会碰过他这个情形。
I don't know if our assembly has met them.
在湾区里头很多的中国人的聚会。都碰到这个情形。
In the Bay Area, many Chinese churches having, but it seems that they did not succeed, therefore they stopped.
好像就 Dana 今天他下午说了好多纽约的事情。
Dana mentioned a lot of things about New York.
在美国呢，这个东方闪电好像那个大本营也是在纽约。
The base camp for a lightning in the east seems to be in New York as well.
他们有出版了好多文字。
They have a lot of publications.
有他们的电视的电视站。
They have their own TV station.
最近这两三个月，
recent,
在加州，我以为是在加州。他们大概是也开始有动作了。
In recent two or three months, they have activities in California.
我不知道有多少弟兄姊妹们留意到这件事。
I don't know how many of you pay attention to this.
你留意到《世界日报》，他们就在那买了地方，每个礼拜都在那里做一些 宣传也好，广告也好。
And they have bought places to put an ad in the newspapers.
他就把他们所以为第三次基督已经来了那一个事情呢，来发表了。
And they manifest their doctrine, which the Christ has come for the third time.
我们看到他这样的动作的时候
，When we see this thing that they do，
我们推测，起码我个人推测
，I predict，
也许他们很快有一些更具体的动作了。
Perhaps they would have some concrete movement soon.
弟兄姊妹们，只要知道这样的事情就好。
Sisters, as long as you know this, it's okay.
但是我必须告诉弟兄姊妹们
，But I must tell you，
他们传讲的东西啊。
What they preach,
你千万不要以为好像刚才我说的那么糊里糊涂的。
It's not as vague as I have just told you.
一点都不糊涂的。
It's not vague at all.
如果你留意到世界日报他们所登出来的那一些东西，你会发觉他们讲的话比我们讲的更属灵。
If you pay attention to their advertising, you'd realize what they say is even more spiritual than us.
我们还用不上的那些属灵的话，他们都说出来。
The words that we do not know how to use, they know.
那他们说很多的话。
They use many words.
但是有个主题。
There is a theme.
那个主题就是说。
The theme is.
按照神的计划。
According to God's plan.
他也说神永远的计划哈。
They also say the eternal plan of God.
按照神永远的计划。
According to God's purpose.
现在恩典时代已经结束了。
The time of grace, the age of grace has ended.
现在开始是国度时代了。
We have now entered into the age of kingdom.
那现在既然是国度时代。
Now if it's the age of kingdom.
这个王怎么选出来呢？
How would the king appear?
那就是那个女基督了。
That is the female Christ.
那但是这个女基督啊。我先插出去说一些事情。这个女基督给他们捧了一阵子以后，中国里边传出来的消息说她死掉了。
This female Christ, whom they endorsed, the news out of China is that she has passed away.
那么然后呢？你在电视上面呢，你可以找，在 Google 上面你可以找到。
You can Google them on TV.
他就说到这个东方闪电的发起人啊，姓朱的。
The originator of lightning in the East, whose last name is Zhu.
现在还是住在纽约。
And he still lives in New York right now.
所以你就留意到那个事情不是那么简单。
You'll see that the matter is not that simple.
好了，他说现在国度已经来了。
They say that the kingdom has come.
国度的王已经来了。
The king of the kingdom has come.
那国度要怎么显出来呢？
How would the kingdom be manifested?
他说恩典时代，神是用恩典来把人招聚到他面前。
The time of grace, God gathers his people by grace.
国度来了，神是用审判来 把人带进国度。
The age of kingdom, God uses judgment to bring people into the kingdom.
你看他的话跟神的话好像距离没有太多。
It seems that their word is not far from the word of the Lord.
但是距离的太多了。
But it's really far away.
我慢慢指给弟兄姊妹看。
I'll point them out to you.
好了，那现在既然是国度的时候已经来了。
Since now it's the age of kingdom.
神是按照他的做工的时期来做工的。
God works according to his time frame.
在旧约的时候，神用律法来做工。
In the Old Testament time, God uses the law to work.
到新约的时候，神用恩典来做工。
In the New Testament time, God used grace to work.
那到新约神用恩典来做工的时候呢，神就停止了旧约了。
When God entered into the New Testament time, he seized the Old Testament.
旧约就废去了。
The Old Testament is made void.
留意了这个话。
Friends and sisters,
现在国度来了。
Now the kingdom has come.
恩典就结束了。
Grace has ended.
这也是圣经里头的话了。
This is the word in the Bible.
那因此在恩典时代里头，你怎么不能再使用旧约的事物
？In the time of grace, how you could not use the articles in the Old Testament time？
现在国度时候来了，所以也不能再使用恩典时代的事物。
The same that now that we're in the age of kingdom, you cannot use the article from the time of grace。
那个结论是什么呢
？What's the conclusion？
说你们不能再看 恩典时代的基督。
You can no longer look at the Christ who is in the age of grace.
同时，你们也不能再用在恩典时代里头我们所用的那个圣经。
You can no longer use the Bible which is in the time of grace.
他说为什么呢
？Why not？
因为神已经结束了恩典时代。
Because God has ended the time of grace.
开始了国度时代。
And He has started the age of
kingdom. 说你现在必须要来这一个已经降世的基督。
Therefore, you must come to this Christ who has already descended.
那现在这个降世的基督。自从他传出他死掉了以后呢他们就改变名称叫做全能神了。
Since this Christ who has passed away, they changed the name to Almighty God.
弟兄姊妹们我不是在说他们的事情。
I'm not talking about their things.
如果弟兄姊妹们你不注意到主自己提醒我们要持守所持守的。
The Lord reminds us to hold fast when we need to hold fast.
你怎么来再跟随主呢
？How would you follow the Lord？
现在一个新的东西摆出来，好像叫你看见基督。
A new thing is put before you to show you Christ.
好像叫你看见在基督在十字架上所做的一切都已经不再生效了。
They're showing you that what the Lord did on the cross is no longer effective.
现在你要必须来跟随全能神。
You must now follow the mighty God.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
这是东方闪电现在很蜂拥的涌过来的一个东西。
This is the fierceness of lightning from the east.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
主把他的话老早就说给我们听。
Long time ago, the Lord has spoken to us His words to hold fast what you have.
主老早就说到了。
The Lord said that early on.
以后要有假先知，有假基督要出来。
There'll be false prophets, false Christ.
你们要警醒。
You need to be watchful.
不要因着他们的所作所行给他骗过去。
Do not be deceived by what they do and say.
要警醒。
Be watchful.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是我特别提到他的一个原因。
This is the reason I mentioned this.
我提出来不是叫弟兄姊妹去认识他。
I mentioned this not for you to come to know them.
我是说，假如有一天在美国你真的碰到这种情形了。
I'm saying that in the U.S., if one day you really encounter this,
你怎么保守你自己在基督里？
How do you keep yourself in Christ?
主这话说，你要持守你所有的。
The word of the Lord says, hold fast what you have.
你要根据你所已经认识已经领会的站住你所要站的那个地位。
According to what you understand, stand on the ground.
那弟兄姊妹，刚才我提了，咆哮的狮子你看到了。
You see the roaring lion.
装着光明的天使，你也有点体会了。
You also saw the angel of light.
那现在就回到我们自己身上来。
But we return to ourselves.
那我们怎么来持守我们在这样的属灵的征战里呢？
How do we hold fast ourselves on these spiritual warfare?
我们不是需要去做对他们做更深的研究。
We do not need to go into more research on these things.
我们要做的是要叫我们自己怎样维持站立在主里面。
We need to ask how do we maintain and keep ourselves standing in the Lord.
那因此弟兄姊妹，我们就来留意了。
Let's pay attention.
不是在乎我们愿意还是不愿意，我们就是会碰到这些事情。
It does not matter whether or not you're willing, you will encounter this.
现在我们要留意的是说，我们怎么去胜过它。
What we need to pay attention to is how do we overcome it.
我们怎么可以不受这些的欺骗
？How would we not be deceived？
如果碰到有一些个东西出来，它完真的是属灵到好像。比使徒就更属灵的。
If you encounter something that is more spiritual than the apostles,
东方闪电里边的还有一件事情说的很，我说出来，弟兄姊妹你会更知道。
There's another thing in lightning in the east.
他说旧约圣经新约圣经为什么不可以再读？
Why would you not read the New Testament anymore?
固然是因为那个恩典时代已经过了。
It's because the age of grace has ended.
但是在恩典时代里头啊，最讨厌的他们的话不是我说的，最讨厌的就是那个叫做保罗的使徒。
Use their own words, they hate the most, the person they hate the most in the time of grace is the Apostle Paul.
他这个人啊，就把这基督的恩典说的完全没有道理。
What Paul said is totally nonsense regarding the grace of God.
这是他们说的，不是我说的。
That's what they said.
那弟兄们，你就留意到。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
我们怎么来持守我们在主里面的这一个事情呢？
How do we hold fast what we have in the Lord?
在属灵的征战的里头。
In spiritual warfare.
我们如果要站稳在主里面。
If we are to standing in the Lord.
我们回到主的话里头来看。
We return to the word of the Lord.
主说你要持守我的道。
The Lord said, hold fast my words.
首先头一件事情，弟兄姊妹们，你就要好好的来吸收主的话。
The first thing is you need to absorb the word of the Lord.
那弟兄姊妹，当你提到那个吸收主的话的时候，
When we talk about absorbing the word of the Lord,
正如刚才我提了，不是说你读了多少遍圣经。
Just like I said, it does not matter how many times you've read the Bible.
而是你读过的那些圣经，
But the ones that you read,
究竟有多少是在我们这个人的身上起了作用？
How much has made effect in you?
我想很多弟兄姊妹，你读约伯记的时候，你感觉很苦恼。
When you read the book of Job, you feel troubled.
今天张弟兄交通完了以后，在小组交通里头，弟兄们就提到一件事情。
And after Brother Kong shared in the group fellowship, a brother
张弟兄这样把这约伯记一说，就把我们里头的沉闷都拿走了。
When Brother Kong shared it, he has removed.All the boring materials from when we read the book of Job.
平常读那个约伯记的时候，都不知道约伯在那里想什么。
When we read the book of Job in the past, we did not understand what he was thinking.
不读也不好意思，读又不知道读出什么东西来。
If we don't read it, it doesn't seem good. But when we read, we don't get anything out of it.
但是今天江弟兄一个交通到末了，嚯，原来神在那里。把人带到一个地步，认识神的救恩是把我们带到得着儿子的名分。
But what Brother Kong shared this morning is to show that the salvation brings us to the sonship of God.
接受那个长子的那个位分。
To receive the position of the firstborn.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
这实在是一个很好的提醒。
It's a good reminder.
我们读圣经是读了。
We read the Bible.
当然，有些弟兄姊妹们。一提起读圣经就觉得是很困扰。
And some brothers and sisters, when we talk about reading the Bible, you feel troubled.
我不说那些。
I will not say these things.
我说我们实在是读圣经。
We read the book of the Word.
这圣经你读过了。
You read the Bible.
圣经有多少在我们里面留下作用的？
How much what we have read has made an effect in us.
弟兄姊妹，你注意，刚才主我说到什么叫做爱主？主说遵行我的。
I just mentioned the Lord asked, "What does it mean to love me?" The Lord said, "Keep my commandments."
那因此我们要持守，就首先要知道主说了什么话。
When we need to hold fast, first we need to know what the Lord has said.
主说这些话跟我有什么实际的？
And the things that he said, what does it have to do with me?
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
这个是非常非常实在需要我们自己这一方面下功夫的。
And it requires that we pay effort into this.
不是一遍过一遍一遍的遍把圣经读过就叫做完了功课。
It's not that we read the Bible once and twice, then we have finished our homework.
而是要求主给我们在读他的话的时候，是读到他说这个话的目的。
But when we read the word of the Lord, we ask the Lord to show us the purpose of his word.
主为什么说这个话呢？
Why did he say that?
主说这个话跟我 有什么直接的关系呢？
When the Lord said this, what does it have to do with me?
弟兄姊妹们，这个是我们读经的时候常常要问自己的问题。
Brothers and sisters, we need to ask these questions often.
不要只是我维持一个读经的习惯，
we,
就叫做我已做好了我该做的。
Let's not just maintain a habit of reading the Bible and then we read it, we said, I have done it.
不，必须要把主的话读到我们里边来。
We must read the word of the Lord.So that it enters into
our heart. 然后就让我们按照主的话来跟随。
And then according to his word, we follow.
这个才叫做承认主是我的主。
That is acknowledging the Lord is my Lord.
你说我记不起那么许多了。
You say I can't remember all that.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们弟兄们的交通里头一直都提到那件事。
The Brothers Fellowship has mentioned this.
我们也许不能记得太多的圣经。
Perhaps we do not remember many verses.
但是神有恩典。
But the Lord has grace.
他借着恩膏的教训。
Through the teaching of the anointing.
把主对我们说过的话叫我们提起来。
And it will remind us what the Lord has said to us.
叫我们原来对主的话不还是含含糊糊的，他让我们明白过来。
And the words that we did not understand in the past, he would cause us to understand.
什么时候恩膏的教训在我们里面给我们有引导的时候，
Whenever the anointing leads us from the inside,
我们就跟上去。
We follow.
弟兄姊妹们，这个是持守神的话。
Brothers and sisters, this is holding fast to the word of the Lord.
若仰望我们的主。
We look up to our
Lord. 来帮助我们这样来跟随他。
To help us to follow him like this.
另一面呢，因为下午弟兄的交通已经提过了，我就不提了。
Our brother has shared in the afternoon, I will not repeat.
那就是要不顾惜个人的得失，而维持活在主的里面。
Do not care for the personal loss, but to strive to abide in the Lord.
那个就是十字架。
That is the cross. The lesson of the cross.
那弟兄姊妹们，很明显的一件事情。
Clearly, brothers and sisters.
我们注意一件事。
We must pay attention.
因为时间过了。
My time is.
我闲话太多。但是我要归纳到一件事情。
I want to make a summary.
这许许多多的事情。
The many things.
你说神为什么要领我们做那么复杂的问题？
Why does God lead us through these complicated matters?
如果我们还记得。
If we remember.
生命树跟分别善恶树的那一件事。
The matter of tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
我们看见主是就是借着这许许多多的事情，把我们从分别善恶树的果子所带给我们的那一种伤害的里头，带回生命树那里。
What the Lord is doing is bringing us back from the consequences of eating the fruit of the tree of knowledge and knowledge of good and evil back to the tree of life.
我还要说一点。
I want to add one more.
几句话盼望说完。我们的弟兄上午就说到他在纽约看到好多的好多这些问题。
Our brother mentioned in the afternoon that he saw many of these phenomena in New York.
弟兄姊妹都知道，特别在加州的弟兄姊妹们，我们的感受会更深。
Particularly if you're in California, you might feel even more.
那一个。最高法院判定了那个同性恋婚姻的那个事情没有结论的结论下来以后。
The Supreme Court has given a decision on the same-sex marriage.
这个事情在别的地方我不知道，起码在加州就会以后就会引起很多的问题，我们是需要提高一点的留心。
I don't know about other places, but if this thing comes to pass in California, we need to be more careful.
但是有一件事情就在那个判决以后发生了。
One thing happened after the court decision.
我都忘掉了是在加州还是在 在别个州，我就是报纸上就看到这个消息。
And I saw this news on the newspaper.
我们听也没听过的。
We've never heard of it before.
弟兄姊妹，有一个教会，他们设立的目的是要改变同性恋。
Brothers and sisters, there's a church set up to change homosexuals.
但是因为这个判决一出来了。
But after the court decision,
不晓得过了一天两天，他们登报纸了。
1 or 2 days later, they put an ad in the newspaper.
那个发起人就说啊，我们错了。
The starter of that church said we're wrong.
并且还公开的说，我对待同性恋的组织和什么要道歉。
And publicly he apologized to the homosexual organizations.
我看了那一个消息，我就像。康弟兄一样的，这个人开这样的一个教会 是根据什么？
I had the same reaction as Brother Condon. What was the purpose of him establishing that church?
弟兄姊妹们，你就知道，撒旦在幕后的日子里头所做的工是非常非常的，各种各样的方式都会出来。
At the end time, the work of Satan shows up in different ways.
但是主说,
But the Lord said,
你们要持守你们所有的,
Hold fast what you have.
只等到我来,
Till I come.
但愿主恩待我们,
May the Lord have mercy on us.
叫我们知道, 除了主以外, 我们没有别的选择,
So that we come to know that aside from the Lord, we have no other choice.
因为我们一直都看到, Because, 神所要做的事情, 借着他的儿子,
Because we see that whatever God wants to do through His Son, He has accomplished.
并且神所宣告要做的事情也已经宣告清楚了。
And what God needed to proclaim, He had already proclaimed.
如果我们忽略这一些，给一些新鲜的东西来骚扰弟兄姊妹们，我们就需要主的格外的怜悯。
If we ignore these truths and were disturbed by other things, we need The mercy of the Lord.
我们总是记得，趁着还有今日，我们好好的把自己保守在基督里。
As long as we have today, let's keep ourselves in Christ.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们承认我们都是愚昧的人。
Lord, we confess that we are ignorant people.
我们缺了你的怜悯，我们就没有办法往前走。
Lord, lacking from your mercy, we cannot go forward.
但是感谢你，你从来没有短缺对我们的怜悯。
But Lord, we thank you. You've never shortchanged us about your mercy.
因此我们就把自己更多的仰望在你面前。
Lord, we lift ourselves to you.
主借着你的灵的运行，叫我们常常苏醒的在你的光中。
Through the working of your Holy Spirit, Lord, we may be sober before you.
也常借着圣灵的帮助，把我们带进你自己的话语的里头。
And through the help of the Holy Spirit, you lead us into your word.
也用着你的话来引领我们走前面的路。
And use your word to guide our steps ahead.
但愿我们没有一个在见你面的时候，我们觉得我们的冠冕已经给拿走。
That when we see you face to face, none of us feel that our days were taken away.
谢谢我们的主，你提醒我们要留意我们的冠冕，我们就求你，不定是叫我们知道，也保守我们活在这个追求里。
Lord, we thank you that you reminded us to be mindful of our time, and not only be mindful, Lord, we pray that you'd keep them for us.
谢谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.